You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on? This is episode 720 here on the Flip Empire Show. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. This last week, I have been humbled and overwhelmed by the feedback I've received on episode 718. So I definitely want to implore you and urge you to listen to episode 718, because earlier this month, I was going through some challenges, right? And it kind of got to me mentally. And for a couple of days, I was in a little bit of a funk. And I just opened up about that entire experience. And I shared with you things that I believe can help you regardless of what you're going through. And so definitely want you to check that episode out, episode 718. I'm so grateful for friends that have reached out, like Cynthia Gonzalez and Max Toller, and just so many people that have just reached out as a result of listening to that episode. And one of the things I realized, I just had a conversation with a close friend of mine and somebody who I'm privileged to work in our Ascend Mastermind community. And you know, it's been very evident to me that over the course of the last year, year and a half, I've become a lot more loud about my faith and about my belief in God and just my belief system. Whereas in the past, I don't know that I would have done that for fear of turning some people off. And the level of peace that I feel with openly sharing my faith on social media, on the podcast, in person when I meet somebody, don't get me wrong, I'm not ever trying to shove my belief systems or my faith in God down somebody's throat. Because if you know me and you've talked with me, and nobody's ever accused me of doing that, I'm very at peace with sharing my heart and just kind of where my faith lies. And I know that's going to connect with a lot of people. I also know it's going to rub some people the wrong way. And both are great, right? I'm good with that. So unapologetic about that fact. And I want to share a particular message with you on today's podcast because I am in the process. It's amazing. Early in October, we had our Ascend Mastermind retreat in the heart of Coconut Grove here in Miami. Late January, we have our next Mastermind retreat in beautiful West Palm Beach. And I'm in the process now of starting to design that retreat. Our retreats look a lot different than they did even a year ago. And I'm excited about designing this retreat because one of the things I've gotten more clear on is that Ascend is built on six pillars. And it's the six F's with a bonus seventh F, quote unquote. And you'll understand what I mean in a second. But the pillars in which this community is built on are around faith, family, fitness, finances, friends, fun, and the bonus F, which isn't really an F, is philanthropy, right? It's giving. And so Ascend is for go-giving entrepreneurs that want a better life, not just want a better business, not only want a better business. And my belief is that you can have both if you approach it the right way. And I'll put the word right in quotes. So put a pin in that for a second. And let me circle back to what I want to share with you. So as I'm designing our upcoming retreat, we're doing exercises, small group exercises, large group discussions, specific talks based around certain pillars. And one of those pillars is around faith. And I've had some conversations over the last week or so with people that are just good friends that are struggling, that whether it be struggling financially or whether it be struggling in a relationship, how that's the toll that's had on them mentally, emotionally. And this podcast isn't about putting up a facade like we see on social media, where you just get to see people's highlight reels about everything that's going amazing in their life, all the toys they have, all the experience. And please don't hear what I'm not saying. I am one when I travel and I share that. I don't do it from a place of bragging or look at me. It's a form of expression of gratitude. At least that's my intention. And then also, I believe it can inspire some people. So I'm not saying there's anything wrong with sharing all the positives in your life. If you're listening to this before Thanksgiving, number one, I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that God's given me this platform, this podcast to share my heart, share a message, share the wins, share the challenges, the lessons learned, etc. And I'm also grateful for all that he's given me. And I've learned to focus more on what I have and not so much on what I don't have. And I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make. They're always focused on more or what they don't have. And I don't think there's anything wrong for striving for more. I'm going to champion your efforts to be ambitious and to go after your dreams and your vision. So I'm not telling you to settle. And at the same time, there's something to be said for contentment. And that's something I'm kind of exploring and I'm thinking through. But The heart of today's episode is after our Ascend Mastermind retreat, I was at an event in San Antonio. Just awesome event, awesome group of dudes. And I had an opportunity to meet somebody by the name of Paul Galnick, who lives on the West Coast. And we just instantly connected. We had a conversation around faith. We had a conversation about business and family. And there was just so much alignment, right? And a shared value system that we just connected. We were at Chicken and Pickle and we got a chance to have lunch next to each other. And we got into a deep talk that oftentimes isn't the case. Sometimes conversations when we meet people can be more surface level. And I'm not about having surface level conversations. Like, the older I get, the more I want to go deep with the right people. And Paul's one of those dudes. And I shared with him how, I think it was that earlier that day or the day before, he openly shared how he was on the plane headed over to San Antonio and how he got a download from God about a specific rating system. So one of the things we're doing at Ascend is we are having our mastermind community members rate themselves on a scale of 1 to 10 in the different pillars, right? Faith, family, fitness, finances, friends, fun, and philanthropy. And usually, like, now is around the time of the year, right? Like, end of the year is when I start goal setting for the next year. I come up with a word for the year. I Monday morning quarterback the year that I'm in, right? So like, I reflect back on 2023 and I ask, hey, where did I excel? Where did I grow? Where do I still need to grow? Where did I fall? What do I need to improve on? Who do I need to connect and surround myself? These are all questions I'm asking myself. And sometimes I've rated myself on a scale of 1 to 10. And I've always struggled with a 1 to 10 rating system because it's like, okay, I rate myself a 6, but what does that really mean? Like, I've never taken the time to define what this 1 to 10 rating system scale, what does that mean? You're a 9. What does that mean? I always struggle with that. And Paul was on the plane and he was rating himself in certain areas. And he's like, instead of using this like arbitrary 1 to 10, which doesn't mean anything because he felt the same way I did, he said, let me actually define what 1 to 10 means. And before I started recording this podcast episode, I called him. I go, Paul, dude, here's the deal. I'm going to record this podcast. It's been on my heart to share this because I'm going through this process now. Like, just literally a couple of days ago, I was rating myself using your system in these 6-7 different pillars. I said, do you mind if I share with my audience your rating system and encourage them to use it? Because, you know, and I shared with him, I'm like, dude, I don't know if you know this, but it's impacted a lot of people. I'm hearing a lot of people implementing this system in how they rate themselves in these different areas. And he was like, Paul was awesome. He's like, dude, I'm honored. I take no credit. Again, it was a download from God. So please share it. So I want to give Paul credit because I didn't come up with this. And Paul, if he was on here, he wouldn't take credit. He'd say, I didn't come up with this either, but God gave him the download. So I want to encourage you this before I share with you this rating system to apply it, like try it, right? Maybe you rate yourself in different areas. Maybe you want to rate yourself in your business growth. Maybe you want to rate your net worth. Maybe you want to, whatever it is you want to rate, you can apply this to. So a number one, if you were to rate yourself a 1 in any pillar or any area of your life or business, a 1 is, I don't know how I got here. In other words, like, I couldn't be further away from where I want to ultimately be, right? I'm at the bottom of the barrel. Like, I don't know how I got here. That's 1. A 2 is, the situation has eroded or it's declined. So I had a conversation with a buddy of mine. We were talking about his marriage. He was using this system and he rated himself a 2. I said, dude, tell me about that, man. Like, what's going on in your relationship? And we have that kind of relationship where we can just talk openly and freely. And he rated himself like, hey, my marriage right now is in a place, the communication with my wife, just we're eroding. And he was very honest with himself about that. And that was to be honored and he was to be commended for that. Because with any change, I believe it first begins with being honest with ourselves, looking at ourselves in the mirror, accepting responsibility, and just holding yourself accountable. I think you have to have a certain level of awareness if we're truly intentional about wanting to shift or change something in our life. And so number 2 is eroded or declined. Number 3 is, the situation is the same. I haven't gone up. I haven't improved. I haven't gone down. Things haven't eroded. Like, it's just stayed the same. Okay. So number 4 is, there's been minimal progress. Number 5 and 6, I'll openly share with you that I'm in the process of exploring different words because to me, it kind of means one and the same. And Paul actually, he came up with a system and he kind of agreed that he's going to shift some things around. But number 5 is, I'm satisfied with my gains. Okay. And I want to be loud and clear. This can be applied to any area of your life or business. This can be applied to anything. It can be applied to your parenting. It can be applied to your net worth. It can be applied to your cash flow situation. It can be applied to your marriage, the relationship you have with your friends, your spirituality, whatever. So number five is I'm satisfied with the gains. Number six is I'm content with the gains. And again, those two words for me, I kind of struggle. They somewhat, I could argue they're kind of the same, and I'm open to hearing other people's opinions about it, but I'm likely going to change those two words. But number six is you're content with the gains. Here's where it starts getting interesting. Number seven, if you were to rate yourself a seven, you are happy with the gains, right? You're happy, and you got to be honest with yourself. Don't rate yourself too high. And then the pendulum can swing the other way, and I'm guilty of this, is don't be so hard on yourself and rate yourself so low either, right? So if there's been progress, but you're not really happy with the progress, maybe you're a four, a five, or a six. Minimal progress, satisfied with the gains, content with the gains. So number seven is you're happy with the gains. Number eight is you're humbled and grateful. Now, don't get me wrong, because when I first read that, I'm like, well, oftentimes I'm humbled and grateful regardless of the situation. On episode 718, I talked about how for a 48-hour period, I was kind of going through it, quote unquote, like mentally, I was struggling. And then after having some days to reflect on it, despite the situation I was in, I was still humbled and grateful for it. So take that as you will. And I also want to give you the permission and the encouragement to change this around if you need to, because the system needs to work for you. When we implemented the EOS, the Entrepreneur Operating System, years ago in my wholesaling operation, I was so fixed to following the system to the letter of the law. And my COO and good friend, Adrian, he was like, dude, we got to be open to tweaking the system because the system has to work for us. We don't work for the system. And so I want to share that with you. Like, as you think about this rating system, keep what works and resonates and toss out what doesn't or tweak and modify. Like, this has to work for you. The system works for you. You don't work for the system. So number eight is humbled and grateful. Number nine is it's exceeded expectations of what I thought was possible. It's exceeded all of my expectations. And number 10 is I could have never imagined. In other words, there's pretty much no room to go up. Like, you've arrived at that place. And I struggle with that one. I have never rated myself a 10 in any area of my life because I don't know. I'm just wired to believe that there's always room for improvement, but maybe not, right? Like, maybe I need to challenge my thinking there. And maybe that speaks to what I shared earlier about contentment. If you're truly happy and fulfilled, then you're truly happy and fulfilled. Could you be happier? Could you be more fulfilled? Yeah, possibly, but maybe not. Maybe you're in a season where that is, you've hit the ceiling of how happy and fulfilled you are. Anyway, I'm just kind of sharing with you here raw thoughts that are running through my head as I record this podcast like I often do. But I want to encourage you to take this system at face value, or again, take what works, toss out what doesn't, but apply this to your pillars. It's easy for me to think about my faith, my family, my fitness, my finances, my friends, fun, and philanthropy. It's easy for me to just kind of like put it into those buckets. But you might have different buckets, and that's totally cool. In fact, I'd love to hear about that. So I wanted to share that with you, particularly because of we're at the end of the year. Now, granted, I understand that you might be listening to this at some point in the future, and that's perfect. Like, whenever you hear this is when you're meant to hear this, and you can instantly apply this. And by the way, one of the things I'm doing is on a Google spreadsheet, I am tracking every single week. I'm committed to tracking what I rate myself in these six or seven different pillars. And one of the things we're going to encourage our Ascend Mastermind community members to do as well leading up to the retreat, because we're going to have some specific exercises and breakout groups around this so we can go deeper and have the right types of conversations, because there's room for growth and it's all connected. You know, sometimes we think we have a business challenge, but if you start to like really peek behind the curtains or peel back the layers of the onions, you realize it's a personal challenge. It's just manifested as a business challenge. Hopefully that makes sense. But anyways, guys, thank you so much for tuning in and for allowing me to just open up. Hopefully you find this helpful. I'd love to hear from you. I shared with my friend Cynthia earlier this week that I don't have a podcast studio set up where I have guests come in live and we do that kind of show. Maybe that's in the cards in the future, but I record these from my home office. And at times I forget that there's going to be a lot of people that listen to this, which is humbling in and of itself. And that's super cool that tens of thousands of people listen to this. With more time that goes, even more people will listen to it. That's what's so cool about podcasting, is that it's evergreen. You know, this is episode 720, I believe it is. You can go back and listen to episode one. You can listen to any episode, and that's really cool. So share this with somebody. I alluded to my friend Cynthia. She shouted me out on her Instagram story. And it's such a gift when you can give a podcast host or a speaker or an author, not just words of encouragement, but like when they shout you out to their network, or when they rate and review, or when they share the episode, like that's one of the biggest gifts you can give somebody that is a content creator or a podcast host. I can tell you that firsthand. It means so much. So thank you, my friends. If you're willing to do that, that'd be amazing. And if not, I'll continue to say it. Just keep coming back here. Just keep plugging in. Make sure you're subscribed so that you're notified every single Monday morning. I'll continue to open up, and I got some cool guests lined up over the course of the next couple of months. So I know lately you've been hearing and listening to a lot of me, but I do want to mix it up, and I will. So have an incredible day, guys. And as a shameless plug, if you're looking to elevate in your life and in your business, I want to encourage you to apply and check out Ascend. AscendYourSuccess.com. It's not for everybody. I want to be loud and clear about that. But if you have a business, if you're not just getting started, and you see that there's more to life than just making more money and growing a big business, and that's a big part of what we do, but you also want a better life, not only a better business, AscendYourSuccess.com. Maybe your tribe, it might be your community. Come check us out. I'd love to have a conversation with you about it. Outside of that, have an incredible day. If you're listening to this before Thanksgiving, have an incredible Thanksgiving. Try to be mindful. Try to be present. I'm speaking to myself as much as I'm speaking to you. And I just want to share with you that I'm grateful for you. So thank you. Have an awesome, awesome day. Have an awesome week. Go make it happen. We'll talk soon. Hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, you know, I've had a lot of people recently reach out to me wanting to learn more about Ascend, wanting to understand how the mastermind component works, how the coaching relationship works. And so right now we're actually on a waiting list. But what I would encourage you to do is, if you think you're the right fit and you think you could benefit from being a part of our community, head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, watch the short video, and then just click the apply to join button below. And then we'll be in contact with you if and when a spot opens up. So really appreciate you listening to Flip Empire here, and I look forward to connecting with you on the next show. Take care.